Unbelievable. Okay, have you heard of the Wonder Bag, a revolutionary cooking tool that can change women's lives everywhere? It's the brainchild of Sarah Collins. I've got Sarah on the line. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good, fine. Thank you. Can't complain. The Wonder Bag, Sarah.
Yes.
How did this come up?
So, Tony, maybe we should start just for those listeners who don't know what a Wonder Bag is. Yeah. Would you mind if I just described what it is?
Sure, carry on.
Okay, so just to give a visual look at it, it looks like a giant pumpkin, like a really big pumpkin made out of shwe-shwe fabric.
Yeah.
And you start your cooking on a fire or an electric stove or any source of fuel. You bring your food to the boil, and then you take the pot with the lid. You put it into the Wonder Bag. You close it with the Wonder Bag's lid. You pull it tight, and the food continues to cook for up to 8 hours.
Wow. That's very clever.
Thank you. Not that I invented heat retention cooking. I learned this technology from my grandmother in the 70s.
Right.
And it was something called a Wonder Box that was started by the Sash and Bridget Oppenheim and various other people. And they distributed into the 70s to save fuel for people on farms. So my gran used to use it. Mm. I also remember the hay box back in the Second World War. And many people remember their grandmothers, covering pots in duvets and things.
Yeah.
And during load shedding in 2008, I was having a real issue with having to go out every night. And I suddenly thought, wow, what about heat retention cooking?
Yeah.
So it was in April 2008 that I imagined this bag, brought it to life, and we now have 6 million Wonder Bags in homes across the world.
No way.
Yes, way.
6 million. Unbelievable. You've got the Recipe for Change project. Tell us about that as well, would you, Sarah?
So, Tony, I'm very excited about this initiative because in South Africa, we are suffering incredibly with load shedding. Many, many people in this country still cook off open fires. And there is massive energy poverty, and people are not able to cook their food.
Mm.
So I have developed a project called Recipe for Change, which subsidizes the Wonder Bag to a price that is affordable to all South Africans.
Okay.
That project is a carbon credit-based project where we sell the savings that are used to make sure that we can get the bag to people at a price they can afford. So we are inviting all South Africans to go to recipeforchange.co.za and you can sign up today and obviously into the future to get your Wonder Bag at a price that's affordable, and it can be delivered to a pickup point right near where you are.
Now, apparently, Sarah, if Wonder Bags are used in 2.5 million homes in South Africa, load shedding will drop by two stages. Is that true?
That is completely fact-based, data-based. It is. I've been working with climate scientists, people who work with Eskom and the energy grids. And that is exactly right. If we can get Wonder Bags into 2.5 million more homes,
mm-hmm.
we would reduce load.
Reduce load shedding. Two stages. That is incredible. So,
yeah. It is extraordinary. And even I have to pinch myself when I spoke to the advisor to the president the other day. And I said, look, we can help you. You know, I spoke to Eskom, and it really is based in facts. And I really want people to be part of this project.
Okay. If people want to find out more and be a part of this project, where can they go? Just repeat that address for us again.
So, recipeforchange.
Mm-hmm.
wonderbagworld.co.za or wonderbagworld.com.
As easy as that. Sarah, thank you so much for being on Mix 93.8 this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.